Conan, how do you feel?
Yeah, obviously the excitement's starting to mount now. I think you've got to realise that we've still got our everyday life to go about and got to go home and change nappies and feed the kids and that, so that brings you straight back down to earth. But come Sunday, we'll be obviously looking really forward to it and the excitement that we're really starting to build.
How difficult is it to get on with normal life when all that anybody wants to talk to you about is this game?
Well, it's quite easy when you're surrounded by your family, you know. We still talk about it. My wee boy's been waving a flag around all week. But it's different when you're a player. Listen, you used to FA Cup semi-finals every year, but you do just focus on the game at certain times in the day, and then other times you just concentrate on other things.
Mm. Does it give you sleepless nights at all, thinking about what might happen, what might not happen?
No, it generally doesn't. Come Saturday night, I don't know, you know, you never know how you're going to sleep the night before the game. Sometimes you're thinking about it, sometimes you sleep like a baby, but you do think about the game, but you know, you're fine. I think as you're more experienced, you do get used to the build up to bigger games and you just kind of take it in your stride.
It's been a long way as well, hasn't it? Since that Charlton game, it seems a lifetime ago. I mean, that makes it more difficult, I would think.
Definitely, I'll be honest and say I did check the fixtures the minute we beat Charlton to see how many games we had, and when I seen we had eight, I took a deep breath, thought that's a lot, but at the same token, I think it's allowed us to focus on the league, and I think we've done it pretty well. I don't think anyone can say that we've taken our eye off the ball. I think we've had a few draws in there, we've got a couple of defeats, but I think on the run we've been on, I think the results have been pretty consistent, and I think the boys have got to be commended in the fact that as a club, you know, we've kept their eye on the ball in the league and now we can look forward to the cup.
And you look around and everybody's fit, and you know, you've got to be confident about things when you see everybody is fit and available.
Yeah, no surprises, everyone's fit. If you'd asked me after the Charlton game, I'd say there's a good chance everyone's going to be fit, but no, it's very good. I'm glad no one's picked up any serious injuries. I think that's something that you need. You talk about getting a wee bit of luck in the cup, I think that's definitely vital that we've kept everyone fit. We've had a reasonably settled team. The manager's done very well when he's changed things round and given everyone an opportunity, and the boys have taken their opportunities. So it certainly adds to the confidence of the group when you can go there with your full squad.
And what do you think of when I say the word Wembley to you?
A lot of things come to mind.
Good and bad?
Good and bad, yeah. And obviously you look back at your own experiences, and the whole experience for us wasn't terrible. The culmination and the defeat obviously it was very disappointing, but I think there was a lot of positives to be taken. We kept a clean sheet as a defender. That's what you're asked to do. Personally, you scored your penalty, and then it just all ended in bitter disappointment. So eventually that's the thing you do take away. It was a disappointing journey home, but you learn from it, and hopefully we can put on a good performance and get a couple of goals and see where that leads us.
Someone had to miss in that shootout against Huddersfield. Will you at any point think of Steve Simonson on Sunday? Because he was made to be the fall guy. It is unfortunate it was him. But I just wonder, in those kind of cold moments, where you, if you think of things like that at all, or whether it's just done and dusted and gone.
Well, there was other people that missed more important. I'm saying more important. There was other people that missed vital penalties, you know, that were more expected to score than Simo. I think at the time, if you'd asked me, I'd put my house in Matty Loughton and Andy Taylor scoring. That's why I was so confident once they'd missed the third penalty. So probably it will come into your mind at some point, you know, because you'll remember the same setting and you'll remember the images. But life moves on. We're not the first team to get beaten a penalty shootout in a big game. People have lost World Cup finals over that, so you move on, and on Sunday we'll hopefully kind of create some better memories for ourselves.
And you've got the chance to kind of totally wipe it from memory, haven't you? Well, not completely from memory, but certainly go a long way to doing that by putting it right this time.
Definitely. I think on Sunday it's a great opportunity to give the club and the fans, you know, we've already given them a chance to be proud of what we've achieved, but certainly given them even more opportunity to celebrate a bit of success.
Mm. What about this group? I mean, in terms of the mentality and the characters within it, how would you sum that up right now?
I think people have asked, you know, what's been the turnaround, what's been the point that's, and it's the team spirit has been fantastic. The manager's fostered that environment, and we've been really together. I think the fans have mentioned to me a lot, there's been a never say die attitude. We're playing for each other, playing for the jersey. So I'd say that, and particularly the mentality of the boys to play for each other has been fantastic, and we've got a really good mindset as a group together. So hopefully that can carry us through on Sunday.
Can you summon up the same kind of energy and desire that you've shown in the previous cup games for this one? Is that what you need to do?
I hope so. Sometimes the willingness and the trying to do that doesn't maybe come across to the fans. When the performance isn't as good, it's not through a lack of effort. So hopefully we can get the performance right, through showing energy and our willingness to, attack and then defend as a team. And I think if we do that, I'm sure they'll be behind us and we'll maybe get a result.
How much have you and Harry studied the two strikers that are probably likely to play on Sunday?
We never go over much into analysing the opposition. We're aware of what they've got. But at the same time, you're never quite sure how they're going to set up. So we have a wee chat about it together, but we know whoever plays, we're going to be under pressure on Sunday because they're a Premiership team, so we know we'll have to be at our best.
Is this the toughest of the three Premier League teams that you've faced, would you say?
Yeah, I think so, because it's a semi-final. I think the Premiership players, when it comes to the bigger games, they obviously raise themselves even more. I think the fact that we've knocked out two teams will remove any complacency from their minds, and that makes it tougher as well. So we're not as much of an unknown quantity in the semi-final, so it's a tough game. Any semi-final's tough.
And you're not going for a day out, are you? I mean, the fans might be, but you get this close, you've got to start thinking of getting to the final now. That's what it's about.
But I mean, people say a day out, and I think they're taken probably out of context. I understand the manager's right what he's saying, and that's never in question. Once the whistle blows, it's game on, and they'll be thinking the same, and it's 90 minutes, so everything peripheral to that doesn't really matter.
You just need a performance though, don't you? I mean, if you are going to lose, you don't want to lose at Wembley having not performed and come off with any regrets. If you give it your all and still lose, then fair enough, I suppose.
Yeah, of course, the performance is, that's what follows victories, is good performances. So ideally on Sunday, first and foremost, we put the performance in, we give ourselves a chance. If we don't put a performance in, we've got no chance. You can't beat a Premiership team and not put the performance in, so if we get that right, hopefully the result will follow.